Saskatoon. It began during the pandemic in March 2020, when a then 14-year-old phenom Connor Bedard out of West Vancouver was granted exceptional status to play in the Western Hockey League. The feat was no small matter, being the first ever to do so in Western Canada, and joining the likes of six others all-time in the Canadian Hockey League, including John Tavares, 2005, Aaron Ekblad, 2011, and Connor McDavid, 2012. The last two seasons is where Bedard has really taken off. Last season he tallied an even 100 points in 61 games, including 51 goals. Coming into this season, he was already in the conversation for a top five pick, and then Canada's favorite winter tradition took place, the World Junior Championships. The 5'10" forward captivated a country with his stick handling, speed, and highlight reel moments, leading Canada's under-20 team to a world championship on home soil in Nova Scotia, garnering an absurd 23 points in just 7 games. The West Coast kid growing up in a single tournament captivated a nation coast to coast, and cemented his place as perhaps the number one prospect in the world. If there were any further doubts, the 17-year-old finished the regular season with a record 143 points in 57 games, tallying 71 goals and 72 assists. That balance on the scoresheet is an extension of his play on this ice and how he conducts himself off it. Arenas filled up across the Western Hockey League, with young and old alike scooping up tickets in the hopes of capturing a glimmer of Bedard magic with the naked eye. This past weekend was no different. Residents from across the province and outside of it made the trek to the SaskTel Centre Friday and Sunday to watch the Pats captain, perhaps for the last time at the amateur level. The atmosphere in the building was a mix of excitement, conversation, and a collective held breath each time number 98 touched the puck. Chris and Colin Bucher are a father-son duo who ventured their way into the upper bowl on Friday night to catch the Canadian phenom. Colin, who is 18 and still plays hockey recreationally, appreciates how a teenager of his age is doing things at an exceptional level. Bukert mentions Bedard's vision, aka the way he sees the ice and his ability to spatially recognize his teammates in a game that is ever moving. Bedard finds teammates time and time again from the most inhuman of spots on the ice, with the Pats knocking on the doorsteps of the net every time they enter the Blades zone. Then with just under 6 minutes to go and Regina sporting a 1-0 lead, the captain struck again. The 185-pound forward attempted to knife his way between two defenders, getting hooked around his left leg in the process. Yet somehow, some way, Bedard from almost a full-blown lunge went top shelf over the goaltender. The oohs and ahs rang throughout the building upon an observation of the replay. The Pats captain accounted for 3 points that night, putting a clinic on for the 10,000-plus in attendance. One cannot help but feel that despite the 7-1 loss for the home side, most in the building were deep down grateful in a small way for what they witnessed. Game 2 on Sunday acts as an encore to Bedard's Friday night opening act. Number 98 flew all over the ice once again, accounting for 5 points in a 6-5 overtime win. The stick handling, the vision, the speed, yes, it was all there yet again. Yet, it is the small things in team sports that make the difference, and this captain leads by example. Bedard received 2 penalties over 2 games at the SaskTel Centre, including one for face-washing the opponent's netminder. He checks back when he is supposed to, he stands hunched over the bench, watching the play of his teammates, and he opens the door for them when they have put in their shift. Trivia moments to some, but the difference between good and great. Jacob LaBelle and Keely Moore are just two of the perhaps hundreds that back their way into Saskatoon from out of town or province in some cases to take in the action. The two Regina residents made the nearly 3-hour journey north from the province capital via Saskatchewan's Highway of Heroes and SK11 North to get to the SaskTel Centre. For some, that may be too far a commute there and back, but this couple, it is worth every penny. Brandt Center playoff tickets have gone up significantly, particularly with the casual fan in attendance now more than ever. The talk and hype does not stop at the rink though. Moore, who works at a daycare, gets a daily fix of Bedard mania. "I see and hear my kids and how they want to be like him, They can look up to someone and see it is possible from small-town Saskatchewan. One of those many kids from the province includes Caston Tom, who went to the game with his father and uncle. The 11-year-old has not played hockey yet, but Bedard's work ethic has won him over. Tom cites that Bedard continued to practice in his parents' backyard with a broken arm, and it is actions like that make me want to push and try and make it. That connection is one that children across the country are feeling. As Bedard took his final strikes of the Blades' home ice, he was greeted by a throng of fans on the overpass, displaying posters and markers for him to sign just about anything. If young and old alike could not catch their chance there, the walkways to the team bus were no longer a simple beeline to rest. As he entered the media scrum, he carefully waited his turn, sitting at a table in the background. When prompted, he took his turn, facing the lights and cameras as he does every time he steps onto the ice or in a room. Bedard fielded his questions with grace, always replacing the word, I, with terms like, we, or, team. He followed up the interview by stopping to sign the autograph of a young Blades fan in the room, asking him about how he liked the game and who he cheered for. From there, he took several strides out of the media lounge and into the hallway, lying down on his back, hips and legs spread out against the wall, allowing gravity to decompress his body. It is this moment of tranquility, as people, media and team personnel passed by, that captures the essence of what is known as Bedardmania. Despite the noise that surrounds him daily on and off the ice, it is the simplicity and humbleness in the everyday grind that each one of us can look to that will have Connor Bedard walking across the stage smiling when he hears his name announced at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville on June 28.